Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Parker.
Who?
Brother Parker.
Yes, sir. It's Brother Parker.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was having problems with my phone on the internet, but we all live. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Anybody else on?
No. We have a call on, but I think it might be just listening. But you go ahead with the show.
Okay. Sits out there already. Time to begin.
Yes, sir.
She said, "We'd like to say good evening to everyone, and we welcome you to our program, and that is Bible, B-I-B-L-E. It could be an acronym, according to the leaders of this country. NASA started it years ago. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Bible messages are taught on Tuesday night at 7:30 and on Thursday night evening at 7:30. We have question and answers, which is hosted by Horace Robbins, and that will be on Thursday night. And you can call in every night. It's 347-850-8256. We have Brother Parker IV, who is the minister of the Daring Luke Church of Christ, who also, he is the host of our two programs, Tuesdays and Thursday nights. We have Brother Parker Jr., myself, is over the host of the program of Bible Messages on Tuesday nights. Brother Horace Robbins is on Bible Question and Answers. Brother P. Stewart, Brother Johnson, and Brother Williams are all performing in these programs. And we just welcome you so much. Bible, I think that is very important. Right after what happened in Florida, it is very important that we as a nation of people, we must reestablish moral order in our communities and churches. That is much necessary now. We must reestablish moral order in our communities and our churches. Listen, churches, you have a great thing to do. Our communities are going to hell in a handbasket, and we need to try to help them out. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a destructive reproach against any people. You cannot live in sin, regardless of whether you believe in God or not. Some people say, well, I don't believe there is a God. Well, you got a right to believe that, and you got a right to go to hell with that, too. But at the same time, you may not be a person that's out here lying, committing adultery, killing, stealing, murdering, and everything else. You're not that kind of person, but you don't believe in a God. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You know, there are a lot of good people that's living right out there, but they need to have the gospel. The gospel is the only thing that can forgive you of all your sins, and by you living right, let you go to heaven. You got to be in Christ Church to go to heaven. That's what he came here for, to live and shed his blood. For to give the right for us to have our sins forgiven. You got to hear his word, believe his word, repent of your sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, then be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Then follow the basic instructions in the Bible, the basic instructions there that we have in the Bible. Now, we know that we must establish moral order in our communities and in our churches. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, the Bible says, come now and let us reason together with the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like unto even, though they be red, will they rest like sun in the sun? Let them come out. Let them be as white as snow. Though they be sins as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Now, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall keep the good of the land. But if you refuse to be good to the Lord, you shall, but though you be refused and rebel, you shall be defiled with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord shall speak it. We got to be on common ground. We must reestablish moral order. We must be on common ground. That is the Bible and being a Christian. America, we got to start doing right on planet Earth. Hey, that mess that went down in Florida. The boys shooting up about 50, killing 50, and 53 in the hospital and so forth. You know, that's wrong to kill. To murder is wrong. But at the same time, look at the condition of where he went and what was going on. He had no right to kill them. But we in America have no right to say that that's okay. Some people say, well, I think it's all right if somebody wants to be gay, that's it. No, you don't have a right in the Bible and the Word of God to be gay. You don't have that right. Just like you don't have a right of killing, fornicating, and committing adultery and death, that you have a right to do that. But now America wants to embrace all of the unrighteousness that we can. We got to get on common ground. Common ground would be the Bible and Christianity. We got to get on common ground in America. Our days are numbered. We're going to fall. The enemy is laughing at us right now at what we're doing to ourselves. The young boy that killed him there, he wasn't Israeli or nothing like that. He was born here in America. He had a name like that, but he was born in America, and his parents were in America. Hey, it's not the enemy there, but the enemy is already in the camp laughing at us. God told Israel to shut the gates. America got their gates wide open and scared to shut them. Telling the man that's running as Republican president, telling him that they don't want him to shut the gates. That is a sin and a low down shame. We got to close our gates because we're letting all the enemy in here with all the hell that's going on in America. The Americans are doing, and the Supreme Court has put the stamp of approval on same-sex marriages. And Obama needs to shut his mouth. The so-called president we have now, he is a destructive president of America. The first black president, Abraham Lincoln, united America, but Obama, he has torn the hell out of America. Now he's showing that he's not a Christian. He has shown us all that he's not a president. He's never been a Christian. He's nothing but the devil. He's never said nothing against the Supreme Court. He said men can marry men and women can marry women. He didn't say a word. Nobody in Washington said a word openly to the people that they disagreed with that homosexuality and the marriage of homosexuality. This nation right now is on the way to hell. We need to reestablish America immediately, if possible. Crackheads and hoochie mamas. Some walk the streets, now some go to church. Homelessness, lying, stealing preachers. Sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. You're promoting wickedness as a preacher. It's going to be all right. Yeah, some preachers get a little upset about gays, but they're going to let gays come to church too. The gays are going to inherit the money, though. The gays will take the church over from him. So you better wake up before it's too late. Hoodlums and lying, stealing preachers, sit down. We don't need the devil in the pulpit. Great catch speakers. First Sunday catch speakers on the first Sunday of every month. Common ground speaker, speaker's prerogative. Our youth and children need teaching. Boys walking around with sagging pants. Girls with short skirts and tight and pants short. Showing goods, they're good. They're upper good and they're lower good. And tattoos everywhere. Boys, young men, disrespecting the chastity of older girls and women. Breakdown of morals. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. And right now, also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Get all that junk that you're wearing to show your body to people in church and out of church. Apparel with shamefacedness, propriety, and sobriety, not with broad hair and or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becoming women professing godliness with good works. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 14. A generation of change must come. We've got to stop all of the holistic stuff that we're doing.
Amen.
And reason with God and do the right thing. Worship him. Obey him. Become a member of his church. Amen. We've got to stop it. Now that this, especially now. Now, if we got to keep teaching and good to listen to preachers of the body of Christ. We got to preach.
Preach
the doctrine of Christ. In the midst of this, because what the Supreme Court has done is put a stamp of approval on same-sex marriages. That's why the government now is so sorrowful that this boy killed those gay people. They didn't talk nothing negative against the gays. They talked about the boy who killed them. But we have embraced one of the most wicked sins on planet Earth, and we will not make it as a nation. Our days are numbered. We want to say welcome to everyone this evening, but Lord, we need to pray. We need to obey the gospel of Christ. We need to be members of the Church of Christ. We need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. We need the Bible. We have stopped looking at the Bible. We're no longer one nation under God. We're one nation under hell, because that's what had the Supreme Court and government, the leaders of this people do call them to err, and they that are led of them, the Bible says, are destroyed. We're being led by our Supreme Government and uptown government in D.C. We're being led by our government, our White House, to go to hell right now. needs to change. That needs to change. And we just thank you so very much for listening this evening. We have, I think, Brother Johnson online. Brother Johnson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Yes, sir. We'd like for you to come on and get this cake a little bit hotter than what it is, sir. Come on in, Brother Johnson. Introduce yourself.
All right. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4, he says in verse 1, he says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. He said, preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having each ear turned unto fable. The time is here, brethren.
Amen.
And Hosea chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 6, he says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children. And he says, of Israel, the Lord has conversed with the habitation of the land, because there is no truth and mercy nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing, lying, and killing, and stealing, committing adultery, they break out in blood and touching blood. Therefore shall the land mourn. Everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, and with the beasts of the field, but with the fowls of the heavens, yea, the fish of the sea, and shall take away. Look at this. Then he says, yet no man strive nor reprove another, for the people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall the day and the prophet, and shall fall within thee. In the night I will destroy the mother. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest, seeing that thou shalt forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. The Bible tells me, as plain as day, sin done ruined this nation.
Amen.
Sin is tearing it all to pieces.
Yes.
Sin need to go back to the book, like Nehemiah said in Nehemiah chapter 8, beginning at verses 1 through 8. We need to preach the word of God. Everything going on but the right thing. Men don't want to hear what God got to say. My brethren that's on the radio and radio land need to hear the word of God. Not only hear it, but also they need to do it. Luke 11 and 28. They need to do the word as well as hear it. But people done got away from the word, and God is not pleased. You see, when we will not follow the book, we're going to follow the devil and go to hell.
Amen.
Huh? You see, the president may go along with a lot of things, but what are we doing to preach the word of God to stop a lot of things? We got the gospel, and we act like we're afraid to preach it. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, we need to go back and get the brethren that are strong in the faith and preach this book like it ought to be preached, regardless of what it is or what men think it is.
Amen.
The word is not mistake. The word is sin. You know, we say men make mistakes. No, men just sin. Hosea said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They were justifying themselves in sin, and God was going to destroy that wicked nation. You see, when we get away from the word of God, the Bible, will condemn us. See, what we fail at, the Bible tells us that God's word is settled in heaven. The same book that we read out of every day will judge us in that day, that final judgment. But God is already judging the nation. He's just sitting there on his throne looking at the nation, sinning. God sees everything. You don't have to tell God what he don't see. He already sees it. He sees it before you get up the next day, what you finna do. You either going to walk right or you going to sin. You either going to do what he tell you or you going to sin. You see, the Bible tells us what to do and how to do it, and we need to get it straight.
Man.
See, I ain't worried about all those folks out there in the world. I worry about some of my brethren in the church. If they get it straight. You see, we got brethren in the church sinning. We know the world is already dead. We got to try to bring it back alive if we can. You see, people worried about healing bodies, but worried about healing their soul.
Yes.
If you die in your sin, you cannot go where Jesus is at. John 8:21-24.
Amen.
See, Jesus done told us you got to get rid of the sin. In Acts 2:38, Peter told them people what to do, and they did it. Peter said, repent. See, the key word in that book is to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are afar off, as many as the Lord God shall call. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word and were baptized. About 3,000 souls.
That's right.
And then the Lord added to the church when they obeyed the gospel. Everybody on the face of this planet that is alive physically needs the gospel.
Mark 16:15-16,
Jesus talking there, he said, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He
That's
that
right.
believeth not shall be damned. The world is already headed for hell. They refuse to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, so they want to go to hell.
Amen.
He's talking about those people that was in that gay nightclub, queued to go to hell. They should have been at home. But now they're at the wrong place. Huh?
That's the wrong place.
Man killed a bunch of them, wounded a bunch of them, bunch of them in the hospital, some of them ain't going to make it. They killed him. Sin will destroy a nation. Keep on sinning. God is not going to stop you. You better quit it before it happened to you. If you sin, drop the sin and get it right before God.
Yes.
God is trying to warn us through his word. We have the truth. Let's preach the truth. The word of God is real.
Mm-hmm.
You see, man don't want to preach the truth. He want to preach philosophy and fairy tales and lies and stories. And start preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, preach the gospel. Not some gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to preach it. And Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18-20, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. See, we must preach the gospel. We must tell men where they are erring at, where they're sinning at. Sin is what's destroying this nation.
That's right.
People are got so far from the Bible that when you mention the truth, they get upset. When you mention sin, they want to hurt you. When you mention, they need to get out of the sin so the Lord can bless them. They say no. They do not want to follow God's way. See, what happened, man turned this world over to his worst enemy, and that's the devil. And the devil is in control, and the devil said, now look here, I got some stuff for you that you don't have to worry about. But see, what the devil did was, when he got the control of it, he set man up, and man ain't got no more control of nothing. So, now, I'm going to give you a book so you can get into the real church. That is the Church of Christ and the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of God. And men refuse the Church of Christ. Why? They don't believe in the Church of Christ doctrine. The Bible tells me in 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine has both the Father and the Son.
Amen.
Men don't want the book. They want to listen to a preacher tell them what to do. But the preacher can't save them, but they still want to follow the preacher.
Amen.
The preacher going to hell, and all the folks that are following him is going to hell. The world is in trouble. The world ain't in trouble with you, Brother Parker. The world is in trouble with God.
Amen.
The world is in trouble with the Savior of the universe.
Amen.
I want to save you, but you won't let me. So you made your choice. Those 50 people made the choice. In a gay nightclub, they made the choice.
Yes.
They made the choice to go to hell. What you gonna do? Is you gonna make your choice to go to hell, or you gonna make your choice to go to heaven?
Amen.
You see, the world needs to realize why they stand there.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that they, Hosea 4:6, that they were destroyed for the lack of knowledge. See, they didn't know God. That's what the problem was.
Amen.
We got people in America and throughout the world do not know God.
Amen.
They got to be taught of God. The Bible tells me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, it says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, punished with everlasting destruction from the presence and the glory of the Lord. They don't know God. So they go out and commit all kind of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And just do keep on doing it and keep on doing it till they just they get happy with it, and then they die and go to hell.
Yes.
God not going to save you in sin. I don't care how good you claim to be, how self-righteous you claim to be, God will not save you in your sin.
Amen.
You see, Jesus said, in Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, he said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. Lost is what, Brother Johnson? They were lost in sin.
Amen.
He said, I want to get you out of it. But they choose not to come out so they choose to go to hell.
Amen.
The Bible is trying to tell us something. We need to listen to God more, church.
Yes.
Wake up and hear the word of God.
Amen.
I got a lesson this coming Sunday. Do you want to go to hell?
All right.
That's going to be my lesson this coming Sunday, Brother William. Do you want to go to hell?
Amen.
So you're going to make a choice, Brother Parker. You're going to answer yes or no, or you're going to do what God say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The world is on its way to hell. It's just plain and simple. Folks choose to be lost.
Yes.
Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say that day, have I prophesied, cast out devil, did many wonderful works. He's going to profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Luke 6, 46. You see, man thinks he's smart, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's ignorant.
Well,
when I say he's ignorant, he's ignoring God.
Yep.
Amen.
Huh? Talk to me, Brother William. He's ignoring God. He ain't ignoring you.
Amen.
We tell people on the radio what they must do to be saved, and they sitting there listening to it, but they won't do what they should do.
Amen.
We tell people on Sunday morning in the worship house what to do to be saved, and they'll sit there and won't do nothing about it. So God's okay. I'm going to let you go and go ahead on and go to hell.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Huh? He said, go to hell. If you want to go ahead on. I'm not going to send you because you're going to send yourself.
Amen.
You're going to send yourself to hell because you choose not to do God's will. God's not going to change the book. Malachi chapter 3, I am the Lord God, I change not.
Amen.
The Bible gonna read the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. The Bible tells me in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand.
Yeah, that's right.
Bible ain't going nowhere. Men go to the grave, you're buried, and the Bible's still here. They're going to grave right there. Man lie down at the grave, and the Bible's still here on earth.
Amen.
Talk to me. The Bible's still here. Men going to hell and the Bible's still here.
Yep.
Men won't pick up the Bible and read it for themselves. Men won't let God's preacher teach them, so God said let them go to hell then. So they don't want to listen to God's preacher to tell them what to do. From the word of God, we say, get your Bible, they never bring one.
Amen.
They won't even bring the Bible, Brother William.
Amen.
They won't even listen to it.
Mm-mm.
All they do is say, well, I believe in the Bible. Believe well of the Bible. They don't even believe in it. Because if they believe in it, Brother William, they would obey it. The word believe in the Bible is to obey the Bible. That's what that word means. You got people, I believe in the Bible. No, they don't. Because if they believe in it, they wouldn't practice sin.
Amen.
Amen.
We got folks that is practicing sin.
The
and they won't surrender to God. But you know what? God is in heaven. Psalm 115, verse number 3. We got to get there. We're not there. We're not in heaven with God yet.
Amen.
And yet we're fighting against God who loves us enough to send Jesus to go to the cross, pay the price, and he asked us to do one thing, is to obey his will and serve him, and we won't do it.
Yes.
Why is that? Because we don't believe that God can save us. The Bible tells me the engrafted word is able to save your soul. James 1:21. But people refuse to. What in the hell do you want in hell? What do you want in hell?
Anything
you want in hell is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is a place for the devil and his angel and men choose to go to hell. That's all it is to it. God gave us a book to escape hell, and we don't even want to do that. We think God just supposed to save us the way we are, just live sinful and live crazy and live ignorantly and live foolishly and just do what we want to do. And God said, well, and here go the people. Well, God's going to save us anyway because God loves us. But they forgot to read the flip side of that coin.
Yeah.
God is severe on the other side, Romans the 11th chapter and verse 22.
That's right.
Behold the goodness
you see,
and the severity.
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, it tells us right there, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If
Amen.
You sow to life, if you
Amen.
Sow to the spirit, you'll reap everlasting life.
Everlasting
Which one
life.
Everlasting life or everlasting damnation? Ask yourself.
Amen.
The world is lost.
Yep.
The world is going to hell. That's just plain and simple, Brother Parker. I ain't pulling no punches, and I'm not backing down. I'm just telling you like it is. I don't care if it hurts your feeling, because if your feeling is hurt and your soul gets saved, the job is done.
Amen.
Huh? You see,
Amen.
We got people now I'm talking about, I wonder what is happening to me. See, a child of God, a gospel preacher, or a God preacher in South Carolina, where they preach too much Bible. We don't preach it enough.
Amen.
If we preach the Bible like we're supposed to, let me tell you something. This world would be shaken up like it was in Acts the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 6 through 11. The Bible tells me, said they turned the world upside down. And verse number 6 in Acts the 17th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it upside down. Amen. How did they do that? They preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what they did. The world is in trouble. The whole world. I'm talking about everybody.
Amen.
Not only our leaders, we are in trouble too, because if we don't preach it, Brother Parker, Brother William, we're going to hell too.
Amen.
See, we think we talk about Barack Obama. We know Barack Obama not a member of the church, but my point is this here. What about us preaching it to him? Taking the gospel to him, he got to hear it. He got to believe it just like we did. I don't care how many millions he got in the bank. It ain't going to buy in heaven. It's just buy the Kennedy's heaven, and all half of them are dead.
Amen.
The man need to hear the word of God. These leaders need to hear the word of God.
Amen.
See, they got Bible, but they're not hearing the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God must be preached to all nations. Jesus didn't say preach to the white man and the black man. He said preach to all nations.
Every
person on the face of the earth must hear it. Whether he's rich or poor or middle class, he must hear God's word.
Amen.
The reason why those folks died in that place Saturday night, they should have been at home, but they choose to go to hell. So now that's where they're going. They didn't hear God in the first place, and we got folks today still living and ain't hearing God now.
Amen. Yep.
The world is messed up, and sin is going to keep on running until we put brakes on it. And when we stand up against it and say, look, we're not going to put up with it no more, we're not going to tolerate it no more, watch what's going to happen. The reason why the church is getting weak, but God's going to keep the faithful few in the church. Please believe me, the church of Christ will be here when everything else fails.
Amen.
I'm telling you now. I'm telling you just what God will tell you. Because God said he would build a church. And man ain't got no business building a church. God did not give him that authority. He told him to go preach. And he would take care of the building, the church. You go
Amen.
Preach the gospel. That's what he told you to do. He didn't tell you to go build a building. You don't read that nowhere in the New Testament. He said, go preach the gospel. We try to build a building and can't even get it full.
Amen.
Huh? We can't even get it full. Half of these church buildings that brethren got, they call them my churches. Well, you keep your church because you're going to hell in it anyway. Because that's not God's church.
Amen.
God wants his church to be pure. He wants his church to be clean.
Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to live right. He wants us to be clean when we come before him. You cannot go to heaven with sin. If you're in sin, you're going to hell, and that's the bottom line to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how religious you is. When had several people died this past week, and they already lost. Can't come back to get it right. God give us one chance on this earth, Brother William, Brother Parker,
right.
Brother Parker the Fourth, just to get it right while the blood is running warm in your veins. Because after death comes the final judgment. See, God looking at you now. He's looking at me. He's looking at us, direct at our hearts. If the heart ain't right, you ain't right, and you're still lost, and you're going to hell.
That's right.
The heart God looks at every day. Every day, every moment, every hour. All between the hours, all between the nights, God knows what you're thinking while you sleep.
Yes.
And yet you think you're smart. Oh, I went to college. I got a degree on the wall. But you don't know Jesus. You ain't got that degree on the wall.
Amen.
But you don't know Jesus. We got a many people, millions and billions of people don't know God.
Yes, Lord.
They don't know it, Brother Parker. I'm talking about educated people.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much sense, but they don't have sense enough to get their souls saved.
Yes, amen.
The Epicurean in Acts 17 chapter and verse 18, they were so smart, they thought they were, and when the Apostle Paul contracted to them, they thought they were smarter than God. You see, we got folks today think they can outthink God. You got doctors and lawyers, presidents, and all kind of leaders think they can outthink God. And yet they still going to go to hell because they don't know the real God.
Amen.
They don't know the real God. They don't know the real God that's in heaven. They set up all kind of gods, Brother William, but they don't know the real God. They don't know Jehovah God. No, they don't know it. They don't know Jesus Christ.
They claim to know him.
They claim they ain't gonna get it. If you don't know him, you don't know it. I don't care how much you claim. I ain't claim you. But do I think they know you?
Amen.
Do you know God? The people in Hosea days, he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The knowledge of what?
Yes.
The knowledge of God. They didn't
That's
know
it.
God. In Judges chapter 2 and verse number 10, there was a nation destroyed because they didn't know God.
That's
they
right.
didn't know God. Anytime you live in sin and don't get out of it, you don't know God.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in 1 Peter 4 and verse 17 and 18, it says judgment must begin at the house of God. If it begins with us, it says, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? The ungodly and sinner are going to hell. And if we don't straighten up and fly right, we're going to hell too.
Amen.
I'm going to say it the way it is. The Bible tells me this. We must get ready. We got to meet Jesus one way or the other. I'd rather meet Jesus going up and staying with him than to meet him going down and still got to confess before I leave here. A lot of people have died confessing Jesus Christ and still end up in hell. Why? Because they didn't obey the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel must be obeyed. It must be preached. Brethren, don't let nobody tell you different from the word of God. The Apostle Paul made a clear statement. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, first to the Jews, also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The Bible.
Yes.
Do you believe
Amen.
It? Do you believe the Bible is right?
All right.
If you believe
Amen.
It, radio land, you'll call in and let us teach you the truth.
Yes.
We will teach you what
Amen.
God says, not what man says, not philosophy of men, but what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6,
Good.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
Yes.
In John 17:17, he says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. God's
mm-hmm.
word is truth. Nothing else can beat it. Nothing
Amen.
Else can do nothing with it. Do you believe God, what he said? You have
All right.
heard the word of God. You believe the word of God. You repent of your sin. You confess Christ. And you are baptized into Jesus Christ. And let the Lord, I said the Lord, add you to the church of Christ. There is no other church in the book besides the church of Christ.
All right.
We might as well face it. We might as well believe it. We might as well sell it right now. Get it together before it's too late. If you go to hell, you're going on your own, and you don't have God with you. God is not going down to hell with you. Now,
no.
he'll go to death with you, but he won't go to hell with you. He ain't got no business there. What are you going there for? We got
All right.
don't want to hear the truth. We got to be truth inspectors now and find out who wants the truth. A man don't want it, move on. Don't waste all your time on one man. Keep going until you get it.
Yes.
You got folks all over the world need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and nothing else. You tell them what the book say. Open it
yeah.
up and read it.
Yeah.
Isaiah 34:16 says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read
yes.
the word of God.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4, he said, when you read, you will understand my mystery. How in the world can you understand what God wants you to do if you never pick up the book and read? Huh?
Mm. Yep.
Talk to me.
Amen.
God wants us to do what he tells us. Why can't we do what God tells us?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
I want to ask the question tonight to the radio land and everybody on the radio and everybody that listens to my weak voice. Do you
yeah.
want to go to heaven? Because if you do, you're called in. And if you don't, you want to go to hell. Now, which is it?
Amen.
We can't do both of them. We either going
yep.
up or we going down. I tell you, Brother Parker and Brother William.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Brother Williams?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I thought for a minute I lost y'all.
Yeah.
Listen, we appreciate Brother Johnson and yourself
yeah. yes.
for establishing the truth as the basis of our discussion and our gospel tonight.
Yeah.
Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The only way a man can be free from his sin and free from the condemnation of eternal damnation in hell is that he must know the truth.
Amen.
But again, it's not about saying, I know God. It's not about saying, I believe in God. It's about doing what God has commanded us to do. We need to know God by the experience and the obedience of our faith. It's not just saying it, but it's actually living the life with God that God commands us to live. God wants to live with us in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and verse 16 and 17. He says, your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you.
Man.
And you are not your own, but you are bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, in your life, in your body, in your faith, in your obedience. See, what we got to do is we got to know God through experience. The Bible says that when God married Adam and Eve, then Adam knew his wife. What do you mean, knew his wife? He ain't talking about Adam saw her, knew she was his wife, and said, yeah, that's my wife. I know who Eve is. That's my wife. It wasn't about that. Adam had a relationship, an experience with his wife. He knew her by experiencing her. We got to know God by experiencing God. The only way you can experience God is to have faith and obey his word.
Amen.
It's not about just saying that you believe and you know God. God doesn't know us except we have a relationship with him. There's a whole lot of folk that know who God is. There's a whole lot of folk, including the devil, that know what God is. But they don't have no experience with God because they don't live for him. They don't live with him. They don't accept and respect his presence in their life. There are folk in the church of God who are not living in the presence and in the house with God. They are living outside of the house because of sin. There is no sin in Christ.
Amen.
If you're going to walk in sin, if you're going to live according to the lust of your flesh, if you're going to obey the will of your fleshly mind, you are not walking in Christ. You are not living in Christ. You are not experiencing Christ. That's not Christ. But you got folk right now. They don't want to worship. They don't want to tell nobody. They don't want to glorify God and glorify Christ for the eternal life that he gives.
Man.
Yet they expect that I'm a member of the church, and when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 40 and 41 that he's going to come back and he's going to send his angels forth, and they will take out of the kingdom all that offend and do iniquity. They're going to take out the false teaching, the false doctrine, the false apostle, the false preacher, the false prophet. They're going to take all them out, and all those who do it, he's going to take out all the ones that practice sin.
Amen.
Amen.
That tell you, brethren, it's some folk even in the church that are living sinful lives.
Amen.
They are walking, they are living in sin. And you know what? In Christ, you don't have to. You have grace. You have the remission of sins. You have the forgiveness of sins. You have God's favor. But people, instead of living with the intent of respecting God's favor, they do just like Paul was suggesting when he asked the question in Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Shall we continue in sin and grace continue to be abounding in our life? God says no. That's impossible. You can't have more grace by doing more sin. That's not how you get grace and favor from God. You don't go out and commit sin to get favor. God gave us favor in order for us to be able to repent of sin and serve him faithfully.
Amen.
That's how we get more favor. We were favored when God sent Jesus Christ He is the grace of salvation. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. It has come into the world.
Yes.
It's available to every man. It teaches us. It refers to it being the living word of God. Jesus Christ is the living word of God. He is the Logos. And he came into this world and he brought grace and eternal life and salvation to man.
Amen.
But men as a whole, men in the majority, refuse to accept and to acknowledge and to be humble before God in receiving the benefit of his grace. They want to figure out their own way to go to heaven. That's why you got all these churches. You may not pay much attention to it, but listen, brother. People are starting churches every day all over the world.
Amen.
That one brother identified that there are at least 600 named denominations that call themselves churches in the United States.
Well,
that's amazing. It's got all, they got all kind of names, all kind of doctrines, all kind of philosophies, and don't none of them agree 100% with the other one.
Amen.
Every one of the 600 have something that's different that distinguishes them. If it ain't nothing but the name, and the name is not glorifying Christ, it's glorifying the one who started them churches. That's why they gotta have a different name. Everybody can't be called a Church of Christ because see, I started this church. This is my church. These are my folks. These are my church members. This is the way man thinks. This is the way man behaves. Now you got a different church for every name you can think of. You got a church for it.
Yes.
Jesus built one church.
Amen.
Everybody in the world can be saved in the one church of Jesus Christ. Church
Amen.
Of Christ is a proper name, and it is a biblical description. The Church of Christ means the church that comes from Christ. He bought it. He built it. He died for it. He married it. He loves it. And he saves it.
Amen.
He is the ruler of it. He is the head over it.
Amen.
He is the chief shepherd.
Yes.
He is the pastor of the church. He is the numero uno shepherd. The Pope is not the top shepherd. The Pope is not even
Amen.
In the Church of Christ. He's trying to be the head of a church. Ain't nobody the head of Christ's church but Christ. He is the head of the church, which is his body. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. And God has given him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the head of his church, not the Pope, not the priest, not the father, not the preacher, not the reverend, not the pastor.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the head of his church. We
Amen.
Are all servants of God. We are servants in the house, just like Moses was a servant in the house. He didn't build a house. He didn't own the house. He wasn't the head of the house. He was a servant in the house. That's what preachers
Amen.
And elders and deacons and teachers are in the house. We are servants in the house. Jesus is the chief shepherd. He is the one that owns the house. He is a son over his own house. He is the head over his own house. we are obedient to his doctrine. The
Amen.
Doctrine or the teaching and the commandments of Jesus Christ. Jesus commands baptism for salvation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you got men talking about, I'm serving God. And they teaching folk that you don't have to be baptized in order to be saved. We have a sister now that's going to a school of biblical studies. It's not a school where ministers of the Church of Christ and scholars of the Church of Christ are teaching the doctrine and curriculum. It's one of these denominational seminary schools.
Yeah.
She a member of the Church of Christ, and they all over there trying to teach her that you don't have to be saved. You don't have to be baptized to be saved. They said salvation is not a process of baptism. It's a process of faith. See, and all that lying philosophy, they are using the sword of Satan skillfully. I told that sister, you got to learn how to use the sword of the Spirit skillfully and to stop them lies from coming to you. You got to fight against that. You can't sit there and accept what they say because it sounds right. It's not right. If baptism wasn't essential and necessary for one to be saved, Jesus would not have commanded it. Jesus is God. He commanded baptism. It's not an option. Jesus commands us to assemble in worship. That's not an option. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. So, worship and assembly is not something you do when you feel like it or if you feel like it. It's a commandment to obey. And the Bible says if we don't obey it, the only thing we can expect is the fiery indignation of Jesus Christ. Brother Johnson talked about it, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. He coming back in flame and fire, taking vengeance. Does that sound like fiery indignation from the Lord? Yes, it does. That's all you can expect if you don't obey Christ. It's about Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, in Radio Land, it's about Jesus Christ, brethren. We got to preach Christ and him crucified. He died on the cross for our salvation. He did not die in vain. But if we think that we're going to do something or fail to do something that he has commanded us to do and be saved, our thinking is in vain. Our faith is in vain. Our religion is in vain. We need to change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is not going to change. And we got to learn to obey God's word. It's a shame that billions of people are going to hell obeying all kinds of doctrines that are not even taught in the New Testament. There's nowhere in the New Testament and no example in the New Testament where a child of God was made a saint or was saved by being baptized while they're a baby. By being baptized by sprinkling or pouring some water on their forehead. They are being baptized and saved by their parents taking a confession for them. None of those practices are found in the New Testament, but you've got a religious church that boasts 1.3 billion converts. We got only 6 billion people in the world, and they say one-fifth of all the people in the world that's living today are a part of our religion.
Amen.
And they teach these things, and there is no Bible for it.
Yeah.
All of these people, these billions of people, are following false teachers, the Pope being numero uno, to hell.
Yeah.
And ministers of the Church of Christ, we got to stop being scared to open our mouth and say so.
Yeah.
We done got to where we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We want to have a friendship relationship.
Yeah.
God didn't tell us to go out and make friends. He said to his disciples, go out and make disciples of men.
Amen.
He didn't tell us to go out and make friends with them. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19-20, go ye into all the world and make disciples of men. Teach them to observe whatever I have commanded you. I don't need to be your friend. I need to be God's servant for your soul salvation and teach you and tell you the truth. Because only the truth will set you free from the condemnation of hell. God bless everyone under the sound of our voice tonight. We're telling you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We are telling you what God loves, and that's the truth. Are you willing to obey the truth? Do you want to listen to God? Do you want to obey what God has said? The Bible says that we are the churches of Christ. Men say that we can have any name we want to have and still claim to be Christ's church. Who you going to believe, God or men? Who you going to obey, God or men? We got to make a choice. If you for God, then you're going to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're going to be baptized according to the gospel of Christ. We ask people all the time, Brother Parker, Brother Johnson,
yes.
What were you baptized in? Well, I was baptized in Mount Olive Baptist Church. I was baptized in St. Peter's Catholic Church. I was baptized in Mother Teresa Methodist Church. You don't read none of those church names in the Bible. Who told you to be baptized in those churches? Well, my pastor, that's where he preached, and that's why I go to church, and so that's what he taught, and I got baptized. There is no such baptism in the Bible. Everybody who was saved in the New Testament was baptized into the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one Holy Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be slave or free man, and we have all been made to drink into one spirit. The Holy Spirit is the water of life. We are to drink the one spirit. And then in verse 27, the Spirit of God says, we are all the body of Christ and members individually. We are individual members of the body of Christ. That's each one of us who has obeyed the gospel. It's not talking about all these 600 denominational churches are members of the body of Christ. That's a lie.
Yes.
Christ is not divided. He is not divided into sections. He don't have no 600 parts that operate independently of each other and then claim to be his. That's not Christ. The Church of Christ is one spiritual body, one church. Brother Parker, I turn it over to you.
Yes, sir. Before we turn over to Brother Parker, Jesus, Brother Parker the Fourth, and we just appreciate the sincerity of the men servant tonight, and who preach boldly the word of God. And you know, there's a lot of false teachers out there. You know,
Amen.
Brother Williams, I like to say that Satan have more churches than Jesus. See, Jesus only promised
there
one. Satan got many. And truly, there's only one church. The others are religious organizations. But also, unfortunately, we live in a time today where Satan even got more preachers than Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we got to get back to true gospel preaching. See, the Bible tells us, Paul writing, how that the messenger of Satan will transform themselves into angels of light. And that's what you have today, people who
that's
call
it?
Themselves preachers and ministers and bishops and reverends and apostles and pastors, and they're not doing nothing but lying to people and leading them to hell.
Yeah, wearing a disguise, my brother.
Absolutely. That's why we got to listen to true teaching, the true gospel, and we just appreciate the men servant on tonight. God bless you all. We'll turn it over to Brother Parker Jr. Brother Parker Jr.? All right. Well, if he's not available, why don't we close in a word of prayer, then? Heavenly Father. Are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, this is Brother Williams. That's you?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Parker the Fourth. We're about to pass it on to close it out with you, Brother Parker Jr.
Well, we'll go up, like you said, Brother. Wish that Brother Brown was the only one that wants to get on and talk or say anything, Brother Brown. He must be off then. Well, if that's the case, then call in any time and press button one. You had anybody on? Anybody want to speak, Brother Brown? Hello? Well, Brother William, would you give us a closing prayer, please, sir? We appreciate
yes, sir.
You all and appreciate all listeners and tapers. Thank you.
Mighty God and Father of us all, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into this world, took on himself the glory of man, and then became sin for man, dying on the cross that we might be made free from our sins through obedience of faith to his gospel.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the written word that we have a document that has been preserved for the generations and is here for the generations to come. Thank you, dear God, for men who have used their scholar to not only write the word and reproduce and publish, but to translate it into the languages of the world so that every man has no excuse for knowing what your will is.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for ministers who will stand in their pulpits and in their communities and in their countries and wherever they are and proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for the power of faith in our lives. We thank you, dear God, for those who are able to listen and to be a part of this worldwide broadcast.
Amen.
We pray that many will listen in and believe and receive the truth and obey it and be saved before it be everlasting and eternally too late for us all. Thank you, dear God, for your love, for your faith, for your salvation, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, dear God, for taking care of us and healing us when we're sick and giving us emotional comfort when we are distressed and saving us alive when the enemy is attacking our life. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we close this fellowship tonight, that the good that we are doing, that you will bless it, that much and everlasting good will come from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Good night, my brethren.
Yes, good night, brother.
God bless you.
God bless us all. And we'll be back on very tonight, fellas. Thank you.
Hey,
brother,
from trouble.
Hey,
En español, oprima el 2. To hear your mailbox prompt in English, press 1.
Oh, he got you? He got some over there. That's an agent. Man, I got this thing done. I don't got nothing to do with my ammo. He's just under backup. I don't got no DPS. That's a prepared thing here. Man, that boy shot me one time.